For years, residents near some Australian airports and defence bases have been raising concerns about contamination from potentially toxic PFAS chemicals used in firefighting foam. Australian authorities have always maintained there's no consistent evidence that the chemicals cause adverse health effects for people. But overseas, the European Food Safety Authority has now recommended revising the tolerable intakes of two of the chemicals to which humans are exposed through the food chain, raising questions about whether Australia should follow. Nancy Nodson has this report.
This used to be where we grew our vegetables, right where we're standing right now. We raised garden beds. We've pulled those out. These other raised garden beds here, as you can see, I'm growing beautiful weeds because there's no point in growing a vegetable.
Jenny Robinson hasn't eaten anything grown in her garden for a long time. She also won't eat eggs laid by her chickens.
Come on, girls. We take the eggs and we break them on the ground because we're already contaminated and not sending it to someone else.
She lives in Williamtown, north of the city of Newcastle in New South Wales, where chemicals known collectively as PFAS have seeped from a nearby Air Force base, trapping residents in a contamination zone.
As a precautionary measure, because they obviously don't know supposedly what's going to happen to us, I was advised not to eat my eggs, not to eat vegetables, and to limit seafood that come out of this area as well.
Food Standards Australia New Zealand sets safe limits for the chemicals when they enter the food chain. It considers a range of research, including from overseas, to determine what's known as the tolerable daily intake, or TDI. But now the European Food Safety Authority, EFSA, has proposed dramatic reductions to their tolerable limit for two of those chemicals, known as PFOS and PFOA. The changes will see Australia's tolerable intake for PFOS nearly 11 times higher than the level proposed by EFSA. And for PFOA, it will be more than 186 times higher. In a statement provided to AM, an EFSA spokesperson said,
"The new tolerable intakes are considerably lower than in our 2008 opinion. That is because many studies in humans have been published since then, indicating that effects on humans are likely even at a lower intake."
Australian authorities acknowledge some animal studies show that PFAS can cause harm to animals, but maintain the scientific literature on the effects to humans is inconclusive. Food Standards Australia New Zealand said in a statement that EFSA's proposed weekly standards are considered provisional, pointing to what it describes as uncertainties in the report and disagreement with other prominent European scientific agencies. But it also confirms it will review the EFSA report to see whether it contains any new information which would warrant reconsidering current tolerable daily intakes.
What's to recognise here is that for the first time we have a fairly large cohort of food samples that have been examined. What is not clear from the EFSA study is whether they have taken into consideration dietary patterns as well before coming up with those numbers.
Professor Ravi Naidu leads the Global Centre for Environmental Remediation at the University of Newcastle and is Managing Director of CRC Care, an independent organisation that conducts research on soil, water and air contamination. He cautions that research based on animal studies of PFAS contamination are conducted under controlled conditions, but human ones are not, and that makes it difficult to discount other factors potentially influencing the results.
Where Australia is coming from is, and I agree with that, that the studies that have been taken into consideration, they're not controlled studies under controlled conditions. They are based on population surveys, which potentially could also have quite a large uncertainty associated with that.
Even so, Professor Naidu believes it would be prudent for Australia to carry out its own studies.
EFSA study demonstrates that they have got numbers that are based on fairly large survey, and it will be worth looking at that to see if any uncertainties are associated with that and whether there is any potential for us to reconsider the numbers that we have.
EFSA notes it will provide an update on its assessment at the end of 2019. But Jenny Robinson is in no doubt. Australia needs to listen to its message now.
I'd like to think that Australia would follow suit and do the same thing, but I honestly believe no amount of the chemical should actually be in our bodies. And it doesn't really matter what the daily tolerable intake is because we don't know how to work it out. We're not scientists, we don't know, and we don't know where our food's coming from, so we don't know how much is in everything we're eating.
Williamtown resident Jenny Robinson ending that report by Nancy Notson.